Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Look at this poodle.
It's a cold morning.
Sure, and it's a chilly one.
It's a chilly morning.
Look at this. I thought it was mist, but it's the frost in the shrubby trees under the pylon. A gorgeous morning, but very, very cold.
It is cold, yeah.
It's cold. How you doing?
I'm good, man, yeah. I'm good. I'm just been chilling and working and various bits, and we were just chatting about our gigs before the show.
What did you do at the weekend? You had a bunch of
Oxford
places.
I was in Oxford Glee on Saturday.
Yeah.
Which was nice. Quite a few people who don't go and see comedy go to Oxford Glee.
Yes.
Because they're in town and there's not much to do, so they go to the comedy.
Yeah, and I think Oxford's a very transient community, isn't it? I think that if you want to get locals in Oxford, you're better off in a kind of suburb or a town around the place.
Yeah.
Because it's tourists and students and it just all kind of moves through and on.
But no, the gig was great, and my son George is back from Morocco, and Bonnie's coming back next weekend. She's recovering from her 10K, which she really enjoyed, and smashed it.
What about you? What running have you done this week?
I've just been doing a few sort of 4 or 5 milers, just getting into some sort of shape. Haven't done any races. Did you do a park run? Oh no, you went.
No, I failed.
Oh no,
park run was cancelled.
I saw that. Yes,
but I was just worried. After we finished running last week, I suddenly realised that you were still avoiding hard surfaces, and I wondered how you're.
It's just sort
that
of
way.
My calves are a little bit. They're still a little bit spicy.
Yeah.
But I'm okay, though. I'm just taking it nice and gradually. I need a race. I need to find some sort of...
Something to work towards.
Yeah, I need some focus.
Well, it's interesting.
Definitely, but I need to...
Comparing me...
Select the right one.
And you and Bonnie and Jenny, our friend online. Someone the other day said, what would you do to prepare for a 10K? And I was like, could you do an episode where you say... Look, Robin and Magpie.
Nice.
Together, one Magpie. Where you say... what you would do to train for a 10K, and I just thought, God, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's not like a 10K isn't a big deal, but it's nice, like, you're getting at that it's a good kind of goal to get your fitness to a certain level. It's like you
Absolutely,
can almost use the 10K to provoke the fitness rather than working on your fitness to run the 10K. Do you see what I mean?
Well, to properly race a 10K is really hard work. I mean...
Yeah.
And to run it is a real achievement for a lot of people.
Absolutely. Well, we were saying last
really
week
nice
5K is a distance, and so 10K is a significant distance.
Yes.
Even the fastest people you're likely to be running up against will still be running for the better part of an hour.
Yes, yeah.
Even if you count, mathematically, that includes people who can do it in 35 minutes or whatever.
Yeah.
And right on to... So, and
it's an honest distance.
And a rough hour running is as fast as you can.
Yeah.
Well, that's an incredible dose of exercise, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a nice art here, isn't it?
You've probably heard the train going over us there. We just went under the railway. Got the railway and the stables and the horses' fields on our left. And Walthamstow Marshes on the left, on the right, sorry. Completely frosty. Look how white that
is. Yeah, it is. It really is.
Gorgeous.
It's bitterly cold, isn't it?
There was a song thrush singing away as we set off. And it's funny because the guy was saying, yes, I've heard two this morning. First ones of the spring. It's funny that they would come out on this super cold day. It's like a Christmas card out here.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. It really is.
So I'm doing the Queen Elizabeth Park 10K on Saturday.
Right.
It's same day going up to the running show, and I think I did exactly the same thing last time. I still can't decide whether slamming out a 10K and then hot-footing it to the running show is exactly the right or an incredibly stupid thing to do. We'll find out.
Yeah.
I've got to get a photo of this. It's so good. Excuse me a second. So have you got anything in mind for like events and things, or are you just kind of circling the idea?
Have I got anything?
Have you got anything, events or anything you want to put in your diary?
I need to just have a look and just realistically think about it. I need to have a chat with my publishers this week.
Yeah.
About the book and just appraise where I'm at. I mean, I don't feel massively fired up to do a big event. I just don't
know.
I just feel my body's not going up.
Well, we talked
going in that direction, but I mean,
we've talked
that,
a lot about the why, and
that
it
might
is
be just resistance.
It's a difficult one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Once you realise that, you have to.
I'm really enjoying my running, but it's like I'm not. I don't feel the need to commit myself to a large training block. But I mean, so that once you do that and you get into it, it kind of it is deeply enjoyable.
Yeah.
And you do get a big sense of purpose from it.
Well, I think.
But can you fake it if you don't feel it? That's the thing.
Yeah, that's right. There's a few people. I mean, obviously, you came up against that in the Race of Stones, and there are levels. I think it's for someone like you, who's always been an innate and natural runner, you know, you must have had times in the past where you turned up for some things where you hadn't even thought about training or preparation, and then you just threw it off, you know, in like an Ivo Graham style.
Yes, yeah.
People
do.
Yeah.
And but I kind of
doubt that we can.
Yes, I can't anymore, you know.
Yeah, but keen-eared listeners might guess what I'm going to say next. Yorkshire Marathon, mate. It's in October.
I know.
It's the 10th anniversary. It's in Yorkshire.
I know.
A salmon swimming upstream. You should go there and do it and die.
I know. It's such a long way, isn't it? But yeah.
The East Coast Mainline's really good.
Yeah.
He meant the marathon, not the journey.
Isn't that glorious?
Yeah, really nice today.
Really nice, isn't it?
We're running
something like nature.
Dike here with an old railway that's gone along the top of it, maybe. Anyway, it's a ridge that runs through the fields. And it's going straight towards the winter sun behind the clouds. Pylons on the left, frosting all the brambles around us. And then Walthamstow Marshes on the right just looks like a painting, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really is glorious.
It's like a broigle.
And this is taking us into Hackney Marshes.
Yeah, straight south. So that's why the sun's in front of us, because in the middle of winter, that's basically as high as it's going to get today.
It's funny because I thought you were the running shows next week, but yet somebody messaged today about the running show last weekend. Maybe that was last year, I don't know. Did you see that?
No.
Right, someone mentioned they bumped into you at the running show. Maybe it was last year, I don't know. Because it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah,
so
I think
it's
they were saying
that it's happened.
Well, maybe you misread the message. So someone did say, "What parkruns are I doing?" And it's that classic thing of you don't understand quite how slippery comedians' timings are.
Yeah,
we never spend 12 hours either side of a visit to a city in a city. Yeah. And we'll be running on Saturday morning.
In and out.
In London, baby.
Yeah. So what does that mean about where you're gigging and where you at?
I haven't got gigs on Friday and Saturday at the moment. If I do get a gig, it'll need to be near the running show.
Yeah.
But I might do. I'm available on Friday, so I'm hoping to pick up something good, because it's quite often
possible,
isn't it?
Yeah.
And Cardiff was lovely this weekend. Always a nice place to be. But yeah, my running week. I'm going to tell you all about it right now. Because when we ran, I think in the end, I did about 8 miles.
Right.
I was really feeling it.
Yeah.
I think I did that first week of January.
And this was a Monday run, wasn't it?
It was Monday, right? So that first, I did a 30-mile week for the first time in about a month. And then when we went out, I remember running to you. I can't remember how it worked, but I was running to meet you.
Right.
It wasn't very far.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, oh my God, oh my legs. And then we ran. Nice, good distraction. But then when I was running home from Frinzy Park, I started to, I had like real pain in my foot. I had to stop running. So I ran 8 miles.
Yeah.
But felt really shonky on it.
Right.
But it's just recovery and process, because I went out, I think, oh wait, we're going to go through a flood. Let's avoid the flood. It's this way. Well, it's all part of the process of the start of the year, you know?
Yeah.
Because I went out, I think it was only 2 days later. It might have been Thursday. I think it was Wednesday.
Yeah.
And I came
out.
Should
we go that way or this way?
This way.
Okay.
And it was so, I had a fantastic run.
Yeah.
So it's obviously like a processing moment. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
So I ran out to, this is why I wanted to come here with you today, because I was feeling a bit blooming religious about Hackney Marshes, you know? So I came out to Hackney Marshes and ran around it, and then went up to Springfield Park,
yeah,
and did the hill reps. Just went up and down the hill in Springfield Park 5 times.
Nice.
And then cracked on home.
Solid work.
I thought, I think I'm doing 10 miles, and I looked at my phone, and I hadn't quite done it, so I took a detour.
Right.
Slammed down to Clissold Park, ran home fast.
Yeah.
It was just, it was the first really good run of the year, you know?
Yeah.
Felt really good. I was naturally going fast. I swallowed up the hill reps, and then I ran the last mile fastest. And
nice.
Yeah, it was textbook. But the moment when it felt good was when I'd finished my last hill.
Yeah.
And I just turned right. It probably is a slight downhill there, but mainly just not running up hills anymore. And the feeling of joy and springy power in my legs. I was
nice.
Like, whey!
Nice.
It was superb.
Strength.
Should we try and cross it? We'll go to the crossing. Oh, it's going to stop anyway. Let's do it.
Might be able to get through it.
Excitement getting across the Lee Bridge Road. It does flood underneath. In the tunnel under the bridge, floods very easily. See if we get this Merc to stop for us.
Yeah.
Thank you, Merc.
Cheers.
So, yeah, that was good. And then I was going to top out the week with a speedy run at my beloved Cardiff Park Run.
But no,
but
nature had other plans.
Yeah, but it was a lovely scene, because they actually went out, no judgment, but someone did go out at 6 o'clock that morning and say, yeah, it's fine.
Right, okay.
And so I checked online, and I think a lot of other people had, and then the weather must have carried on apace, because by 9 a.m, there was trees down on the alternative route, and
right.
The main route was deep underwater for
really?
Most of its
right.
length.
Okay.
And not just underwater, like puddles. Under the edges of the swollen river.
Wow, severe floods.
Yeah, it was really exciting. It's like out of a film. And loads of people there sort of scattered around going, oh. So it was a good scene.
Yeah.
Like I went down to the, right down to the start line, and there was a marshal there
to warn
people off and say, sorry, it's cancelled. And he was literally, thank you, Marshall, he was literally standing on like just the only patch of path that wasn't in the river.
Comedy.
There were some people,
the cartoon,
who obviously couldn't help themselves and decided to kind of do it anyway.
Right.
And you could see them running in the deep wash, just thinking, that seems like a waste of time.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's the principle of the thing, isn't it? But I met lots of nice people and saw some people say hello to. And also, it's 2.5 miles from the hotel.
So
I got
nice,
a run in anyway.
It's a nice little run there and back.
Yeah. So it's a lovely week's running. And I hit this week feeling good, although I went out yesterday, my blooming mile measure was playing up, but that's a good test, isn't it?
Yeah.
I went around my last mile fastest, it's like, well, how will I know? It's like, you'll know. The only thing about yesterday's run is I was so cold. It was like running, dressing for the second mile, and I totally did that, and it was a cold day, but I was wearing, you know, 3 layers on the top and leggings, and I ran out, and I just thought, I'll be warm soon. And then I ran out and included, like, so I went up Primrose Hill, so there's a bit of hill in there. I went fast towards the end. And then I got home and thought,
never.
I'm still cold.
He never warmed up.
I was out for like an hour and a half. So dressing for the second mile did not pan out. I suppose it's a good sign. I find it irritating because your clothes, just because of physics, your clothes all still get sort of, well, not sweaty, but condensation-y. And dirty, and you know, you have to wash them and stuff, and it's like they won't even keep me warm. Needed to Bradley Cooper it, get a bit of bin bag action going.
So how many miles are you looking at last week then?
last week was just a little bit more than by like a mile on the week before, you know.
Right.
So I've done 30 and a bit for 2 weeks. If I'd done the park run, I'd have been looking at adding the 10%, getting up to about 33. But I was absolutely fine not doing that.
Wow.
Look at that, hey?
Here we are, the marshes.
Over the Lee Bridge into the marshes and the sun over the blue skyline of Stratford
Gorgeous.
City.
Yeah.
That is another huge photo opportunity.
Yeah, that's
and
really
all the
nice.
Blooming goals going off across, they've put them all out.
Wow.
Football.
Yeah, that's nice.
It's really good, isn't it? Give it. Boop. Hello, says the coot. Hello, it's lovely, isn't it? Boop. Want to go right here?
Yeah, let's go right.
Okay. Oh, actually, no. Let's. I just want to see the river. Can we go left? Is that okay?
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
I mean, we'll go both ways in the end, won't we?
Yeah.
Because what's happened here, I was running here the other day.
Yeah.
They've done the gardening. So you know all the growth between this little road and the river?
Yeah.
It's all clear.
Nice.
So you can see the river all the way down.
Can we run by the edge of it, maybe?
Yeah, maybe that's a good idea. Let's go in here.
See if we can get down there, yeah.
Watch out for ice, though. Sorry to disturb you, little wren in the bush. You see it in the bush there? Brilliant. And the river the other day was really swollen.
Oh, maybe.
It's a bit calmer now.
Yeah. Was this the right move?
It should be okay.
We'll find out.
We can always hop on and off.
We'll find out.
It's a plan.
Very dangerous here. We're making.
So I was wondering if Hackney Marshes Park kind of changed their route again.
What do you think it might have done?
Well, I think they could.
Right.
But obviously, the other route's good too. I just used to love it. And I thought of it the other day because it's where I got my PB.
Yeah.
Oh, look at the mist on the water. Look at that.
We could be anywhere, couldn't we?
Yeah.
Could be anywhere.
It always makes you think of Westerns, you know? Particularly when the weather's bad.
Yeah.
Makes you think of, like, revisionist Westerns. You know, your One-Eyed Jacks and that one. The one the GIF of Robert Redford is from.
Yeah, it's there's something really sort of desolate and wild about it.
Yeah.
Even though we're just on the edge of Hackney Marshes.
That's right, there's industry just over there and straight ahead is women Abba Voyage. But, yeah. And yet, it's proper countryside, isn't it?
Yeah.
Good idea to come down by the water.
Yeah.
Ah, kasploosh! So, yeah, going back to training for a 10K, you know, I'm planning to get out on Saturday and run as fast as I can.
Yeah.
I don't know whether it's an advantage or disadvantage that parkrun was cancelled. I tell myself it's an advantage to save my legs, but really I was looking...
I mean, you're at the phase where a 5K run out on a Saturday morning doesn't take much out of you, does it really?
No, but I wanted to... exactly, and I'd like to have, tried to go as fast as I could. Last time I did a 10K, I was basically finding out... recovering from the Race of the Stones, you know?
Yeah. And that's my legs, what I mean about the distance. It's like, you know, you're 4.5 miles in and you're tired out and you've got 1.5 miles left. It can be pretty tiring.
That's right.
Nice.
So I'm a bit scared.
I can't know. And you're doing a little chat with a bad boy, Bye Bye Running podcast.
Yeah, it's there's me and another guest and it's a first time... ultra conversation.
Oh, well, that's great.
And of course, yeah. I spoke to them as a pre-ultra thing as well, so it'd be nice to go back and have the conversation.
Yeah. No, that'd be really good fun.
Yeah. It's come up a couple of times recently because, of course, people are considering ultras that are a bit further away, and some people have asked me for my opinion on it. And honestly, you know, I think on the one hand, I've got a lot to say, and on the other hand, I've just had a really, Morning Magpie, very positive experience, you know, so...
Yeah, but I mean,
got a lot to sell.
The reason why you had a positive experience is because you prepared for it well, so...
Yes, that's right.
You know, it's...
And I think that gets even more complicated, because I think I prepared for it well because I was out of my comfort zone.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't really my kind of thing.
Into the unknown.
My fear...
Yeah.
Made me. In fact, that would be my number one tip to anyone doing an ultra or believing that they might think about doing. I don't know. Certainly, ultra distances is probably true for like marathons as well. Kind of feel like if you think There's a cormorant fishing just over there in the river. See it?
Fishing for compliments.
So oh, it's gone down. So far down in the water, you can just see its little head like a blowing submarine. Must be quite nice. Cold.
Yeah. Yeah.
I shouldn't think they mind. What, being water birds and
cormorant
stuff.
In a bobble hat.
You can imagine it down there swimming down the water. Jesus. Go on. And then it's gets to a fish, and the fish is like, oh, eat me. It's so bloody cold.
So, yeah, listen to your fear, I suppose.
Yeah, and I think that,
sort of nervousness.
And I think that the thing about picking up what we were saying last week about training is if I could sum up my tips into a two-word phrase, it would be avoid surprises.
Yeah.
You know, my ultra training was all about obviously getting the distance. But it's, you can build on that, you know, you get the distance in your legs, you get the distance in your legs on consecutive days, you get the distance in your legs on the correct surfaces at the right time of day.
Yeah.
Practice all your fueling. You don't want, even to the point where Emily Hallett's blog about the Race of Stones.
Right.
Fantastically useful for me.
Yeah.
Because she'd done a really nice blow-by-blow of what she'd experienced.
Yeah.
And that was like a mental, social map of the race for me. So just wherever possible, avoid surprises. Because then...
Because there's going to be surprises anyway.
Yes, and also the absolute, you know, just the impact of doing it. Whatever it is, it might be, you could be talking about a 10K or a marathon or a half marathon. Sooner or later, it's going to dig in.
Yeah.
And you're going to think, whoa. And you just want to minimise that.
Yes.
You want to kind of ring fence that.
Be so
you're like, well, of course that. You know? This is why... It's one of the things about running, isn't it? It's that we're trimming off extraneous kind of thought process and stresses.
Yeah.
That's why it's so much easier to run an event than it is to just go out and run that distance. Because that thing where they put fences at the sides of the road and say, go over there...
Yeah.
It really helps.
Yes.
Because you're just paring your machine down, trimming off, you know, like Apollo 13 or The Martian.
Yeah, I think an awful lot of it is for people who don't run races, it's just getting used to being that close to that many other people.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Just sort of dealing with that sort of pressure or what, however you want to interpret it, you know.
Yeah, and it's really worth saying, let's go down to the riverbank again. It's really worth saying because... I think that's a little bit taboo, isn't it?
Yeah.
To say, I spoke to someone the other day, I can't remember who it was, they said, I'd like to do a marathon, but I don't really like running with other people.
Yeah.
And you can't really say that.
Because
you're all like, I love this community, I love park, I love marathon. I mean, we do.
Yeah.
But for some people, either that's an experience you're not going to enjoy, or just an experience that's going to...
Freak you out.
Freak you out a little bit, yeah. Great day to be on the mud. Because it's
it
all
is actually, yeah,
frozen and crispy.
Crunchy, yeah.
Like a bowl of bran flakes with a good crunch of sugar on the top. Oh, heron in the reeds on the edge there. I'm very cold. Hope I catch fish soon.
Frosted bran flakes that have been on the sideboard overnight, sort of thing.
Oh, approaching making me really hungry now.
Yeah.
Look at the mist on the water there. And then this van, that's summing up what you were saying.
Yeah.
Like this view here
is
like, well, I've been up in the Chickasaw country for about 6 weeks now. And then there's a van.
Bum, bum. Oh, all right.
Going in there.
All right, mate.
Oh, I see. We're just near the depot.
All right, mate.
And that heron, look at that heron from this side in the sunshine. Thinks we can't see it. Ha! Wants to get down there in that field and have sex with those cows. That's the bull in with that and I, not that heron.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Oh, aren't we lucky?
Yeah, we're doing all right, yeah.
The only thing I've got that's an issue physically at the moment, and I just thought of it because of going back to that 10K a few weeks after Race of Stones, is my left knee.
Right.
It's weak.
Is it? Well, it feels weak.
Yeah, it feels weak and achy and complainy in a kind of... in the shape of a C clamp, you know, it's the ITB
right
on the outside, and then where that connects to the patella at the top and bottom.
Right.
It's all very
right
second rate muscle, complaining after years and years of misuse. And I think at the moment, sorry to say it, Adrian, but it's been really exacerbated by my yoga.
Right.
Because generally I've learnt to not put much weight or hard bending on my knee.
Yes.
And it can handle the running as long as all it has to do is the running.
Yeah, because the running's just a repetition of one movement, isn't it?
Exactly.
So your body gets used
and
to it
can
to
handle
a
that.
Extent.
And on the other hand, I love the yoga and I really trust it. So I think this is good medicine, but it's tough love, do you know what I mean?
Right.
I'm actually working on these shonky muscles and they're complaining about it. But I think it's going in the right direction. And the yoga's great. Really must stay with it after January this year.
You're doing it every day still?
Yeah.
Right.
And
nice.
There's actually a moment the other day when I was in Cardiff to do it with my wife every day.
Yeah.
And the yoga. Whee!
Come on.
Whee!
Dodgy knee.
I suddenly remember when I was in Cardiff how there was no ice on that puddle and I got very cold and wet indeed. How I find it much more embarrassing doing yoga when I'm on my own.
Right.
And it's not it's not about me going, oh, lads, look at me doing this. I feel embarrassed in front of Adrienne.
Right.
Because I'm there on my own and she's like, well done. And I'm like, right. Oh, sorry. it's a stupid
right.
train of thought because, of course, she doesn't know.
No.
But I just need my Julia as a kind of a...
As a buffer.
She gives me permission to be there, you know?
Yeah.
And anyway, going on about it, it was really nice in the hotel because we did it at the same time. She did it at home.
Oh,
and I did
right.
it in the hotel room.
You had a little freeway.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. It seemed cool. Should we cross?
Yeah, let's cross, yeah.
Straight out across. Look at how that is. We're going out into the frosty flats of Hackney Marshes. There's nothing in our way. Nothing to stop us going across this. It's the VW Amarok! Boom! And a little vehicle.
I had a funny one yesterday because I had a... I managed to lock myself out of the house early doors.
You!
Which happens.
You blonger!
And Rudy, I was shouting for Rudy to wake up, but he didn't hear me.
We say early doors, so you like coming home from somewhere late at night? Or?
No, it was just
first thing.
Just literally first thing in the morning.
Yeah, yeah.
And Rudy... I eventually got in about 12:30 and Rudy was like, were you shouting for me earlier? It was like a dream. But anyway, I went out to drive to Rachel's school.
Yeah.
And get the key from her with Billy. And just really nice to see where she works, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Woodhouse College, really nice school.
Oh, it's a lovely school.
Really nice atmosphere.
Yeah.
And then I had... Rachel was like, oh, well, I've got a few minutes. Why don't you just look at the office and stuff? And they let us take Billy into the school, you know, our dog.
Nice.
And I just had that moment where, just walking out, Rachel was walking with Billy in this really nice atmosphere, and I could see how proud she was about Billy and how much people liked her in the school.
Yeah.
And it was just one of those sort of almost filmic moments of like appreciation of like, she's got a really nice little thing there, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And it also made me realise where, you know, where she goes every day.
Yeah, and you
and
just
how
saw
good
it
that
clearly.
Is, what fun it is.
You basically know? Saw her in the wild.
Saw I saw in her in a different environment.
Should we stay on the marshes and go this way?
Yeah, let's, yeah.
Let's do that.
It was just a really nice sort of pain having to do it, but then ultimately it was just a really nice thing. I got to meet who she works with.
And yeah, yeah. And of course you do, you take that stuff for granted, don't you? Because you hear about it.
Yeah.
You know it's going on.
But you don't know it.
You don't know it, and then you see it on the ground.
It would be like if she came to see us do a gig sort of thing.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it was lovely. It was really nice.
Oh, that's great. Now, I definitely, I mean, another week I'll probably have to, and I have to learn the lesson. But I definitely couldn't have done, I just would have felt like a pillock in my hotel room.
Right.
You know, particularly as, it's not just like, oh, I feel like an idiot. You know, we're always flirting with despair.
Yeah.
When we're off away in hotel rooms, you know.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
And I'd have got out that morning, got back from the cancelled park run, and thought, oh, I could do yoga now. And then the other voice in my head would have said, oh, don't bother, you sad old sod. And that would be the end of that.
Yeah.
So,
no, but it's nice to do it. Yeah.
As to quote The Untouchables, it's good to have family, yeah?
Yeah, of course, yeah. Yeah.
And, not
and that's one great thing that sort of post-pandemic, that you know, the Zoom thing has been really useful, hasn't it?
We've all got that shorthand now.
Yeah, yeah.
Means it makes it much easier to do driver awareness courses.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And as another wise, thinking of our lovely wives and this happy life together, another line from The Untouchables comes to mind, which is that if she comes at you with a knife, you got her with a gun.
Yeah.
It's useful, isn't it?
Yeah. So what makes you think that they've changed the course of the Hackney Park run? Have you heard whisper of
oh,
that?
No, not at all.
All right. Okay.
I need to get down there.
Right.
And I run here quite often.
To find out, yeah.
And when I was running through where we just were, I just thought, oh, I wonder if the park run goes here now. I should check their socials. It'd be nice to do it. It's been a big change for me because of inadvertently becoming a regular.
You tend to go hybrid
fields,
though.
But you know why that is?
Yeah.
It's because when I first used to go, I had the absolute fear of the warm-up mile.
Right.
So I never used to run. So all our local park runs are like close enough, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas now, I always run to Hackney. It's like exactly a mile away.
Yeah.
Perfect warm-up.
Yeah.
Plus, I can leave the house as late as possible. Before lockdown, I was too scared of running, too scared of miles to do that extra mile, which is, I
great.
Know it was stupid of me, but
no, it's great.
You learn these things over time.
It's changing, isn't it?
Yeah. Going right back to that ultra thing, you know, because it's not negative, it's not about fear, but it's about control. And
control the controllables.
Control. Yeah. See what you can, work on what you can control and strengthen yourself against the things
the
you
things
can't.
The things we know.
And
the things we don't know.
There's things I want.
There's things we don't know, we don't know.
There's things we know we... If we know we don't...
Yeah, yeah. We don't know that. We don't know those things.
This is like our friend... Was it Richard somewhere out the other day? And they didn't do the 5K at Parkrun, but they did go out and do a 5K. So they did... They didn't do the... They know that if you take the 5K, subtract it from the... And then then the profits would go to the...
Is it a PB for the course if it's not on the course?
So, is it a PB for the course if you use a canoe?
Yeah.
Hey, that's one for my Cardiff mates. Hey, guys, I'm all right. The other reason... I suppose it's less useful advice and going your thing about the why is that the reason I trained really well for the ultra was because I was really scared of it. But the reason I did it was in memory of Dad. And in a very, as we know, I've done loads of fundraising and, you know, I don't know, positive grieving and stuff for Dad down the years before he died when he was
yes
had dementia and everything. And it was even more complicated than that, because this was, yes, it was very much a grieving thing, and it was a fundraising thing, but it was for me.
Yes.
Yeah. I did it for myself, you know.
Something else. I was chatting to my next door neighbour today, and his mum died just before Christmas. She was 96.
Yes.
And he was saying, you know, it's no... You know, he was being kind of fairly stoic about it. She's 96, etc. I said, it's still the end of something, though, isn't it? It's still big. And he said, yeah. He said she'd had dementia for years, and so he'd kind of lost her then. He said, it's more... He can have a tendency to the melancholy, but fair enough. He just said it's more everything passing.
Yeah.
It's more you're mourning the passing of everything.
Yeah, that's right. And the fundamental... In the transient nature of life, you know.
Yeah. And this is the day after Blue Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always forget until someone tells me that it's meant to be Blue Monday.
Well, it isn't.
I wonder how useful that is, the Blue Monday.
Then people always say, oh, it's just a marketing thing. It's like, yeah, but it works. It's great marketing because everyone's talking about it.
Yeah. But you wonder whether everyone would feel that blue if they weren't told.
No, exactly.
Yeah, you know, how positive is
that? Of course they wouldn't. And the other thing is just to avoid negative energy. The thing I found funny, I was a bit cheeky because this way, because I said, how does it feel? But I'd like to have put space so that it was clear that I was riffing on how
on the song,
does it feel.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, a lot of people told me how it felt.
Yeah.
fair dues. I knew that was going to happen. And, you know, it's cathartic. But it put me in a conversation where you see people saying, well, it's rubbish. It's made up. It's a press release. It's a complete lie. And it's just like, well, yes, but... Now you're really angry. Yeah. And that, too, is a negative energy.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's one to avoid, isn't it? Just getting angry about
just
things that are mundane or that you can't change.
Yes, yeah, totally.
I mean, I'm absolute... not out of the woods myself. It's a lifetime problem, but I've got to try and keep it positive.
I think it's sort of... Yeah, I mean, I've been trying to...
Ah. Oh, well, that's a shame.
Do you want to come around the... do you want to come around the boat on New Year's Eve?
Yeah, pop in, put a kettle on.
Bit of a party, yeah. And it's a bit of work, but it's all right.
It's just a little lower in the water than the others. Yeah, wade in, come in, wade in.
It's a bit cold.
Put a kettle on.
Have you got a snorkel?
Not so much a narrow boat as a low boat.
Yeah.
Low boat.
Yeah, trying to spend less time on Twitter and... Just the usual stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
We all know.
Yeah.
We all know what
it is. Well, Dean Burnett, the one-time comedian and psychology expert, has got a new book.
Yeah.
And he's been talking about this stuff online.
Yeah.
And he was saying how, you know, it's proven that reading all about the bad news online can be worse for your mental health than not.
Yes,
you know, you can make yourself more depressed,
of course,
by reading about something that happened than by experiencing it, you know.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, don't shoot the messenger.
Yeah.
But if the messenger keeps saying, this is bad and this is bad and don't you remember this?
Yeah.
That can be a very bad thing.
Yes, yeah, yeah. People get addicted to knowing all the bad stuff, don't they?
Yeah, and you can't help it. We love information. So, and also, it can be very hard to spot a circular conversation. You know, to be in a conversation where basically the key points have already been made.
Yes.
It just keeps coming around.
Again and again and again and again, yeah.
Saying it in different words, but no one's moving forward. Luckily, you never get that with us.
No.
Always moving forward.
Yeah.
never repeat any patterns of bad behaviour or any anything we say.
Every critical comedian's rolling out same comedy as I have since the 2010s.
Literally the same act.
doubtless drinking as well as running. How's your drinking going?
Well, I'm still off it.
This year?
Yeah.
You really should get to sign up for an event.
There's been no booze this year, like.
Yeah.
But I'm now at the stage where... It's funny, those circular conversations. I mean, you have these conversations with mates who drink a lot, and they haven't drunk for 10 days, and they're like, I might not ever drink again. I mean, it feels so good. But there's phases to it all, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you don't really know what... You know, it's undoubtedly... I feel a lot better waking up when I haven't had a drink the night before. but at the same time you can feel a bit bored with it or a bit that.
Yeah, you miss
and
it.
And it's working out what that is as well.
Yeah, you've got to be allowed to miss it. I mean, I find if I can have a little drink, start the dinner,
yeah,
put some good music on and have a snack with Julia and talk about the day.
Yeah.
That's as good as anything.
That's nice. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? The top finish line or a great show. That's my happy place.
Yeah.
And having a drink is in that. And if I didn't have a drink, that's fine. We do that a lot.
Yeah.
But generally, it'll always be with an alcohol-free lager or something nice.
Yeah.
You know, a recognition that part of the experience isn't there. It's really good for me to not drink at gigs.
Right.
Because I'm at work now, you know?
Yes, yeah,
you want to be as sharp as on stage.
Yeah, I agree, yeah.
I never really want to drink after gigs anymore because of the whole 16-8 thing.
Yeah.
So I think this year that's been the scoop. I think my moderation is going quite well.
Right.
On paper. But in practice, it means I'm spending a lot of time thinking about it, you know?
Yeah.
It's better to have a good solid decision and say, well, that's that. Rather than think, oh, shall I shout?
I'm just not very good at drinking. I mean, I'm very good at drinking in the terms of that I can drink a lot.
You get it all in, and then you go,
but it's,
which is kind of doing it right.
I'm just not very good at stopping drinking when I start drinking.
Yeah.
And in that sense, it is a bit of a problem, you know.
Yeah, but I think when I
drink, I tend to get drunk. Yeah. I don't do the kind of 1-2 glasses thing.
Yeah, I think
I just
it's,
don't do that. You know.
No, now let's see how it's sunken down the water.
Nice.
Cormorant fishing away. And two more up there. Yeah, it is, and it's just some people can do that, some people can't. You know what I mean? I think, and we are those kind of people, aren't we? We're addictive personalities. We wouldn't be so.
But you seem better at, like, if you can stop drinking after 8 or whatever.
Yeah, but you know, it's just rules.
I can't do that.
Like, it's just rules. I'm just dealing with the same addictive personality.
Yeah.
That gives us all these positives.
Yeah.
To pursue the running or the comedy. There's no sense of take it or leave it.
Yeah.
It's a real steel gate decision to leave it. Do you know what I mean? And talking of the lovely wives, wifely influence.
Yes.
My wife's better at it, so I'm always aspiring to be
as
strong as her.
My wife's worse. So we sink together.
Well, yeah, I worry about her because I can't imagine you being setting a good example.
So, yeah, we descend together.
Well, it's a kind
or
of
ascend, you know.
I don't know what exactly what I'm working up an analogy for, but it's funny, me and my wife doing the yoga. It's quite full on, the Adrian's yoga. You know, there's plenty that's difficult.
Yeah.
And we find things, each of us will struggle with something each day.
Right.
Another heron there. And heron doing a bit of a trick. As you can see, I'm standing on a piece of polystyrene. quite impressive.
Hello, everyone. Here we are at Heron's Speaking Corner. I can't help but think that the trade unions have got a point. 19% pay rise is perfectly reasonable given the work they do.
But so every day something happens that makes us go, oh my God, I can't do that.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, maybe it's a testament to yoga, it's always something completely different. Like she's saying, oh, that really, doing that for that long really hurt my ankle. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. Ah, my toes! And it's a little corollary for us, traveling along in life, doing the same thing and yet actually being different people, you know? Or in the case of you and Rachel drinking, exactly the same. And really,
I think I've become just a little bit more aware of the last couple of years of time.
Yeah.
And wanting to work a bit harder, just use my time a bit better.
Yeah.
And in a way that I've never really thought before. I've kind of floated through and done various things, and it's all been great. I'm not moaning at all.
It's mortality, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, of course it is. Yeah.
Yes, I know.
And it's sort of like less time to actually do stuff, combined with an urge to do more.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I just don't want to be wasting those days like I used to.
Yeah, that's right.
But, you know,
I riffed up a bit.
Easily said.
Well, like you say, we feel quite jolly about it. A couple of weekends ago, I was playing to a really nice young audience. It's a good gig. But at one point, I just riffed on the idea that I'd be dead soon. in kind of real terms. And they, honestly, they were so, it was like I told them the bad news. It's like, no, I just mean in life.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hopefully.
They're not ready to think of it that way, and that's
hopefully
fine.
We've got another, you know, 40 useful years, but it's just like, it's no longer the sort of, the endless, even late 30s, I was just arsing around a lot.
Yeah, that's right.
Just a lot,
yeah,
but you an just, awful lot of arsing around.
You can't
which
find
has been
that
great.
Clarity.
I'm not moaning.
No, it is what it is.
And but the yeah, kids I know leave, you. And then it's like, okay.
Well, I'm a bit embarrassed because I'm learning Swedish. And it's just a funny old thing.
You're learning
Swedish.
Okay.
Because I've always said my whole life, I think I'd have been good at languages. I should learn languages.
Yeah.
You know. And before I got into like artsy stuff, it was my thing at school.
Right.
Anyway. And you know, Duolingo is like sourdough. It's one of those lockdown things.
Yeah.
And I still never did it.
Right.
And then last year, when everyone went back to school, including Judah's, like trying to... Again, just trying to take control of the situation.
Yes.
Like I was going to do in my days. And I started spending 15, 20 minutes a day learning Swedish.
And how's that going?
It's great.
Good.
But it is a little... It is a band-aid on life, you know what I mean? Until I find a reason to go to Sweden, or indeed any Swedish person to talk to, it's kind of pointless. But it's good for me.
But it's good to
do
your stuff.
The reason I thought of it is because you can't have things in life that you're going to do unless you sit out and do them.
Yes,
you've got to either say, I'm not going to do that, or I'm going to do that today.
Yes.
This whole later thing. It's like,
no, absolutely.
Let's not bother with that.
Enjoy yourself. It's later than you think.
That's right.
But yeah, but you also start to sense a little bit the slight edge of cognitive decline occasionally as well.
Well, exactly.
Yeah, just not being able to learn as quickly as you used to.
No, completely. Or being someone who's into quizzes and puzzles and things.
Yeah.
You just become aware of what good exercise that is.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
God, it does make you sound old, doesn't it?
But it's true, though. It's good to talk about it.
Crosswords and Sudoku and Duolingo, because you're testing those pathways.
Yeah.
We know from experience that if we don't use... our skills, they wither.
Atrophy, yes.
I'm a terrible drummer now. I used to be able to play the drums properly.
Yeah.
And I initially introduced the guitar to my set.
Yeah.
Because I thought to myself, otherwise I'm never going to play the guitar.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
it's good to
these are the things.
Learning a new language just to work your brain like that, you know.
Yeah. And then it came up that... I do find it fascinating as well. I mean, if I had limitless time and, you know, doing things for no reason didn't bother me so much, I'd be interested in studying language and stuff. I find the connections between language absolutely fascinating. These words are kind of the same but different.
Yeah.
There was a conversation today about how a Yorkshire word I didn't know, which is lek for play.
Lek, yes, yeah.
It's obviously Norse.
Yes, I'd forgotten about that. Harrison, yeah.
I just lent it the other day, Poik and Lekker, the boys playing.
Yeah.
And you had that in the Scarborough, you know?
Yes, yeah.
And I remember that from Ken and Shen and Greet and all these words.
Yeah.
And then, more complicatedly, when you dig into all languages, you get these false friends, words that obviously came from the same root.
Right.
But end up meaning different things.
Yeah.
Often subtly different things. And that's fascinating. That's where the humanity is, isn't it?
Yeah.
The idea that we're all... We'd all be on the same page if we hadn't all just wandered away from each other and kept wandering.
But it's that sort of, it's amazing how much you can do in a week.
Yeah.
If you use the week, you know, but...
Absolutely.
But if you're hungover Monday, Tuesday to Wednesday dinner time, that's no good.
No, that's right. And conversely, I don't think you can ever say... Oh, I would do that if I had the time. Because if you use your time well,
you can do a lot.
You can get a lot done. But it's about using your time well. And also, to some extent, that means you have to factor in the hard times.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's another great thing you get from AGN. And, you know, I remember from doing it before, is that sense that you should do the difficult bits, the bits where you fall over.
Yeah.
Because that's where you learn. And also, it's just going to be some days when you're not feeling it. And we get this with people who run a lot. People often talk about losing their mojo. If you're going to run dozens of miles a week, then you are going to go out on some runs where you think, oh, sod this.
Yeah.
And that's life.
Yeah.
That's okay. It's really good to have a relationship with something that where you take it to that point. It means it's part of your life.
Yeah, and there's also moments where you feel like you're wasting time and try not to beat yourself up for those moments. Like yesterday, when I was driving to Rachel's, if I'd been hungover, I'd really hated that.
Yeah.
I'd been really angry.
Yep.
Because I was feeling a bit calmer, I thought, okay, this isn't ideal.
Yeah.
It's going to take me about an hour and a half, whatever. But it's okay. And
then
I got there.
You found something wonderful that you weren't
expecting. And I had a great experience.
Yeah.
It was just her, and she was so proud of the dog and all the kids looking at the dog. It was just a nice little moment, you know.
So you're thinking that maybe Billy could go there from September?
Yeah. Oh, hey up.
I think he wants
He's coming
to
on to our
I think
side.
Dennis wants us to go left.
There's also a squirrel in danger. Cheers, Buff.
No, and actually, you know, starting the new year, doing all these things we're talking about, getting used again to being the only person in the house in the daytime. I had at least one day last week. I was definitely one day last week where I just felt really low.
Yeah.
And really, and it probably was related to drinking. I can't remember the schedule. But I thought, it's that whole thing. Keep going on about the yoga. But the lesson of the yoga is always, it's never make it better, be a better person. Got to try harder, got to have a good time. It's always accept this.
What is this?
Yeah. Be calm about it.
Yeah.
Let it go and move on, you know?
Yeah.
And that's, so even if you're trying to fill your days with worthwhile activities and self-care,
yeah,
moving your career forward, all this stuff, and then you get a day when it all seems like a total waste of time,
well,
then that's fine. That's,
well, that's
just,
what I'm
just live through it. This too shall pass.
Well, that's what I'm going
to do. I nearly fell over and died.
Tricky.
I suppose it would have a good day to go.
Yeah.
A bit of wisdom for you.
Well, that's one thing I'm That's one thing I'm going through with the film, because I've spent a lot of last year working on this film.
Yeah.
Written it. I'm now sort of real polishing it, thinking who to send it to. And you know, it might not lead to anything.
And that's okay. Right.
That's fine.
That would never have been wasted. It'll go somewhere. But if it doesn't, you must never regret.
Yeah, and I've learned a lot from it. But you know that feeling of like, sometimes you get to the end of these things that are just completely self-started, and you think, well, what's the point?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? A little bit.
Yeah,
but
yeah. Absolutely.
It's just a voice in your head, isn't it?
And you have to, you've got to allow, release, let go. You know, don't,
yeah.
The urge, I think, sometimes is to go, don't think that way, don't do it. It's like, don't not do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
It's fine, I've learned.
Allow it, and then just move
I've
on.
I've learned loads.
It's funny how one of the kids' phrases is allow it.
Allow it, yeah.
Allow
yeah,
it is
allow
really,
it.
That allow is wise.
It.
I mean, if it's like someone setting fire to my bins,
yeah, allow it.
I'm not going to allow it, but
chill out, man. No, I do like that phrase, yeah.
When I came to meet you, we were just about to come under the very low bridge, under the railway by where we started. I love this bit of physics, that when you come out on an icy day,
yeah,
and the puddles are all frozen, the puddles under the bridge won't be frozen.
Yeah, no, they're not.
Yeah.
They're not frozen.
It's exciting, isn't it?
Oh, and it's a bit skiddy.
It's this is a bit frozen here, though.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Allow it.
So, listen, I have a question for you.
Go on, then.
I want you to entertain this hypothetical, right?
Yeah.
First of all, how long is it? When did you do your sub-3 marathon? What year was that?
I was 47 years old. I'm now 53. It was probably 2016, 2017.
Yeah.
Can't remember which one of the two.
So like in marathon season this year, maybe 5-6 years?
Yes, yeah.
That's interesting. I keep pushing it and it's never going to happen because it's my journey and not yours. But you see, what I need is someone to... I think you should join the 200 Minute Man quest.
The 320.
320 in October. From here, you know, you're allowing yourself 20 minutes for that time.
Allow it. Yeah.
Something to think about.
Yeah.
And we could try and do it together. I know in the past also we talked about, you know, like training and coaching. It's like, no, just try and do it.
Yes.
Alongside each other.
Yeah, let me think about that.
Have a think
let
about
me see
it.
Think on my body.
And also, I'm gonna say to the listeners,
I really enjoyed that.
I'll say, what do you think about that? But I think they'll really like it. So yeah, I'll just say, yeah, tell us we should do that. This is interesting. Look, if you look over, I wouldn't have thought this was the case. You see that church?
Yes.
And those buildings beyond it?
Yeah.
They're the ones by the reservoirs. I'd have thought from here that the reservoirs are over there. But no, that's it. Wow. That's the over by Woodbury.
Yeah, yeah, nice.
And here comes a train.
It's a little bit closer than you think, isn't it? As the crow flies.
Enjoy yourself. It's closer than you think.
With Paul Tolkinson and Rob Deering.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.